Is what it says in Monday morning's newspapers is John S. Doyle.
There's a variety of health stories on the front pages and some that have nothing to do with health, although they all affect the minister concerned, Simon Harris. The Irish Times reports that the first phase of the new National Children's Hospital, a satellite unit in Blanchardstown, County Dublin, will not be able to open as scheduled this summer because of a shortage of specialist medical staff. The warnings to that effect come from the Irish Hospital Consultants Association and the Irish Medical Organisation. There's another warning in the lead story for the Times Ireland edition. The Irish Patients Association has said that lives would be put at risk if the nurses' strike go ahead this week for 3 days as planned. The Irish Examiner in this lead story reports that politicians and campaigners have strongly condemned a protest group for targeting the minister, Simon Harris, at his family home. He and his wife and their three-week-old daughter were inside yesterday afternoon at the time of the protest by groups called Fingal Battalion Direct Action and Wicklow Says No. The minister told the Irish Independent that he did not want to comment too much about the protest, but he said it was obviously a very frightening experience for his family. The Irish Daily Mail in an editorial notes that the minister is fighting on a number of fronts between the nurses' strike and the cost overrun at the new National Children's Hospital. But this type of direct protest at a private residence is completely wrong, says the writer. The paper commends Micheál Martin, Fianna Fáil leader, for describing yesterday's protest as completely and utterly unacceptable. As for the cost overrun at the Children's Hospital, the Examiner and Irish Times look back at other projects where it was a similar story, such as the motorways, the Bertie Bowl and the Lewis tram system in Dublin. The state's track record reveals a pattern of overspending on key infrastructure projects, writes Harry McGee in the Irish Times. He reckons that faced with abandoning, re-tendering or continuing with the Children's Hospital project, Simon Harris has decided the least worst option is to keep going. The minister might take comfort from a professor at Oxford University, quoted in the Irish Times. He is Bent Flibbjerg, who has researched mega projects undertaken by governments internationally. He found that massive overspending is a feature in 90% of major public projects. In a paper on this subject, he said the iron law of public mega projects is that they are over budget, over time, over and over again. And this was, the professor said, because of the intersection between politics and project management. The Irish Sun leads with an interview with the Meath-based father of a man who was stabbed to death in England 5 years ago by a schoolboy who was obsessed by the Yorkshire Ripper. The Irish Daily Star reports that police in the north have launched a murder investigation following the death of a Sligo-born man, Pat Ward, in Clogher, County Tyrone. The Irish Daily Mirror's lead story is about Molly Martins and her father, Tom. The paper says that relatives of theirs have set up a Facebook campaign page and claimed the pair did not receive a fair trial when they were found guilty of the murder of Ms. Martins' husband, Jason Corbett. For something more cheerful, the Irish Times brings news that a new pedestrian plaza for Dublin is to be created beside the Hapenny Bridge on Liffey Street. Dublin City Council plans to pedestrianise Lower Liffey Street between Strand Street and the Quays. Unlike the College Green Civic Plaza proposal, which was turned down, the paper says the council does not intend to submit plans to Onboard Planola.
John, thank you very much. 12 minutes past seven now. 4 hours ago, those involved in talks to see if a three-day nurses' strike due to start tomorrow came just after 3 o'clock this morning. So what can we do now?